Jimmy, you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos, that music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Tommy Moore, Lillian Randolph, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Freeman Gosden.
And I'm Charles Carell. At the end of today's show, my partner and I are coming back with a very sincere and personal message for all of you.
Yes, friends, we'll be back right after tonight's show, and we hope you'll be listening.
George Kingfish Stevens is continually stalling off his creditors. But just lately, the creditors have gotten impatient and decided to close in. As a result, the Kingfish has had to use all his ingenuity to fend off the attack.
Hello? Oh, Mr. Landlord. Yeah. Oh, you want to come up and collect the rent? Yeah, I'll be here. Drop up anytime. Oh, incidentally, my wife has got the measles and my mom-in-law got the chicken pox. If you get past them two, you'll find me laying in the back bedroom with the bubonic plague. Hello? Oh, the grocer. No, this is the Kingfisher's brother. Well, we laid poor George away this morning. Well, don't ask me. You'll just have to get a gopher to serve that summons. I don't know what... Well, there you are, Sapphire and Mama. That ought to hold him for a while.
I tell you, George, something's got to be done. All these bills we owe and these Pope trades people that work so hard calling up for their money.
Baldy, there ain't no two ways about it. You has just got to go to work.
Well, now, wait a minute, gals. Me and Andy each put an ad in the Help Wanted column. Maybe something will come of that.
Listen, you sponger. You done had that little two-line ad in the paper for 2 weeks now. How come you ain't taking none of them offers that you got?
Well, I've been thinking it over. I got to be careful about going to work.
What do you mean?
Well, suppose I got a job and worked hard and made a good salary. The next thing, you'd be running around with society women's and you'd want a car. Now, on the way to the bridge club, you runs over somebody with the car. Now, while you was neglecting me like that, I falls in love with my secretary. You throw yourself off the Empire State Building, and the gal's boyfriend finds out about me and the secretary and shoots us both. I tell you, honey, work is too dangerous to mess with. I ain't... Oh, me, I come down here to the large hall. I just got to think of some way to raise some money. Maybe if I could... Look at that big black limousine that pulled up out there. Boy, to ride in a car that big, you either got to have money or rigor mortis. Old lady getting out of the thing. She got bracelets clear up to her elbow. Look at that big sparkle on her chest there. Looks like the super chief pulling into Albuquerque at midnight. Well, is she coming in here? Well, maybe she ought to gas or something. I don't know. Come in. Madam, when your jewelry quiets down, can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bathsheba Washington, and I'm looking for an Andrew H. Brown.
Andrew H. Brown, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look, madam, among all the mink and diamonds, you ain't got no summons tucked away on you, is you there?
See here, I'm looking for Andrew H. Brown, and I'm most anxious to get in touch with him on a very important matter.
Yeah, well, tell me something, Mrs. Washington. How's your daughter?
My daughter?
Yeah, the one that was left waiting at the altar with the bouquet in arms and all that stuff.
I ain't got no daughter.
Yeah, well, I just checked and I think maybe she was another one of Andy's hit-and-run victims. I don't know.
My good man, I just want to get in touch with Andrew Brown.
I see. Well, it seems that I has heard the name of the stranger you're looking for, Andy Brown. But I, excuse me for protruding, but that diamond sitting on your chest there, the one about the size of a rutabaga, is that a real diamond or is that one of them jerkhorns you got on there?
It cost over $18,000.
Yeah, and the bracelets on your arm there, that is real gold. That ain't none of that Tijuana tin, is
it? It's real gold. Some of these bracelets cost over $5,000 apiece.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'll have my dear old pal Andy Brown get in touch with you as soon as I can.
Well, fine. Now, here's my card with my name and telephone number. Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget, my name is Bathsheba Washington.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have him get in touch with you and all your jewelry. Boy, what a wonderful music them diamonds make clinking against the gold. I tell you, even Libby Richie never played nothing that sweet. I gotta get a hold of Andy. Yeah, I knew that someday my gravy train would come down the track, but I never thought it would have a 24-carat caboose.
Good morning, Kingfish.
Well, come in, Brother Andy, partner dear, dear friend of my childhood, faithful pal and loyal companion. Good to see your loving face.
Yeah, well, so long, Kingfish. I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, come back here. Come back here. Where are you going, boy?
Listen, I don't know, Kingfish, but any time you start that stuff, patting me on the back and chuckling me in the ribs there, it usually ends up with you frisking me for my wallet. Now, what's up, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, I got something to tell you. Now, I want to break this to you gently. Andy, I want you to draw on your imagination. Now, you take a big, fat hog wallowing in the mud. Now, that ain't a very pretty sight, is it?
No, I grant you that.
But now you just take that same hog and drape a mink stole around it and load it up with 20 or 30 pounds of diamonds and drive it up in a Cadillac limousine, and you have got something that will turn the most discriminating men into a confirmed sour smoocher.
Listen, Kingfish, what are you getting at here?
Well, I just want to ask you a simple question, Andy. What do the name Bathsheba Washington mean to you?
Well, it don't mean Kingfish, did you say Bathsheba Washington?
That's right. She was here today looking for you.
Oh, no, no.
Holy mackerel. He conked out cool. There must be more to this than I think. I better bring him too. On second thought, there's time for that after I go through his wallet. Yeah, I better...
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist. Today, on behalf of the 10,000 Rexall druggists everywhere, I want to extend our sincere thanks to Amos and Andy. We Rexall druggists are proud and happy to sponsor a program of such wholesome family entertainment for our customers all over the country. This is our personal farewell for the season and our expression of gratitude to the entire cast and to America's most beloved radio team, Amos and Andy.
Oh, no. Where is I?
Take it easy, Brother Andy. You coming too here. Here, take another whiff of this acrobatic spurs of ammonia here.
Oh, me. Kingfish, what done happened to me? I ain't conked out like that since I was a kid. The time I was watching the blacksmith make a horseshoe and I put my head on the anvil to get a better look.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to Andy. All I done was to mention the name Bathsheba Washington.
No.
Wait a minute. Don't collapse on me again. I done sprained my sacral lilac getting you off the floor already. I take it from the way you've been falling on your fears that this Bathsheba Washington and you was once romantically disinclined toward each other.
Yeah, that's right, Kingfish. And I thought the flame of my love had done going out. But when you mentioned her name, I realized the pilot light was still burning.
Well, then, how did you ever meet a gal like that? Where did it happen?
Well, it was back when I was about 19 years old. I spent the summer at a beach resort, Sandy Point. My first day there, I took a running dive off the pier into what I thought was 20 feet of water. I left the end of the pier and I went on for the...
Holy mackerel, Andy, that was something. What happened to you?
I swan dived right into a floating bellboy. When my head hit that bell, people 12 miles away in Nantucket thought dinner was ready.
Well, what happened then, Andy?
Well, I come up for the third time, and I was thrashing around in the water there. Yeah. And I noticed that somebody was swimming out to me. Help! Help! Help!
Poor boy. Are you having trouble?
Yeah, I was drowning. I can't get my... I'm going down for the third...
Hello.
Now, just relax and let me get my arm under your waist now. There we are.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tow you to shore. That's better. That's better. Am I holding you too tight?
Well, if you put your
Well, is there something wrong?
Yeah, honey. How about me towing you for a while?
Now, just relax. We're almost there. Almost there.
Oh, me. I thought we'd never make it to shore.
Now, you just lie down. Easy does it. Now, roll over on your stomach like this.
No.
You swallowed a lot of water. Now, let me get my hands on your sides like this. One, two. One, two.
What is this you doing?
Why, this is artificial respiration.
Yeah, well, if this is the artificial stuff, I sure like to see the real thing.
Now, you just take it easy. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Oh, that's how you met Bathsheba Washington, huh, Andy?
Yeah, Kingfish, and it wasn't much of a step from artificial respiration to smooching. Me and Bathsheba went together all that summer. Oh, she was a beautiful young gal, the love of my life. But then she went away, and I never seen her again. Her papa had all kinds of money, too, you know it?
Well, Andy, I got some news for you. Bathsheba Washington was in here about an hour ago looking for you. She was dripping with diamonds and had a big car and a chauffeur. You left a card here and with a name and address on it.
Oh, boy. You see there, Kingfish? She never forget old lover boy Brown. None of them. Oh, boy. She had the cutest little figure and the cutest little turned-up nose.
Mm. Yeah, well, slow down here, lover boy. That was 25 years ago.
You mean she done changed a little?
Well, let me see the best way to describe her. Andy, has you ever left a jar of olives in the back of the refrigerator and forgot all about them for a couple of months? And then when you finally look at them, the fluid was all gone and the olives is all wrinkled up and dried up?
Yeah, I has done that.
Well, take away the pimento and you has got Bathsheba.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish.
Well, in short, Andy, the Merry Mermaid of Sandy Point is now a 300-pound sea lion.
Listen, Kingfish, is you implying that this is the big fat gal you was talking about before?
That's right, Andy, but I done checked on her. She is loaded. She got cars, jewels, a big estate up to Hudson. And Andy, she's looking for you, and that means she is still in love with you. Think what it would mean if you was to marry her.
No, I don't think so, Kingfish. She sounds too old for me. Anyway, I like to squeeze my olives with the pimento still in them.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. You know, you ain't got no younger neither. In the garden of love, you ain't exactly right off the vine yourself, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, confidential, if you was a rose, I'd say the aphids has been using you for a snack bar.
Yeah, you know something, you was right. When I look at myself in the mirror in the morning, I admit I does have to fight my breakfast down. Yeah, I guess if she got all that money, she wouldn't go for an old man like me.
And I think if we pool our resources, we might get someplace.
Yeah.
Now, we'll slim you down. Get something to hold your stomach in and buy you some high-class clothes. And with a whirlwind courtship, who knows, Andy, you might be able to sweep off her feet before your girdle breaks and lets the cat out of the bag.
Come in. Yes? What is it, Reginald?
Miss Washington, Mr. Stevens just called. He said he located Andrew H. Brown.
Oh, fine, fine.
Just one thing. He said this Brown person was looking forward to seeing you again.
Seeing me? Why, I don't know no Andrew H. Brown. I just saw his ad in the paper under Help Wanted. I'm firing Watson, and I thought Andrew Brown would make a good replacement as my chauffeur gardener.
Very well, madam. I told him to be here promptly at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And now, a woman of very great wisdom who can foresee the future. I give you Madam Sensible.
It is my prediction that thousands of smart women this very summer will discover the magical beauty cream that is all creams in one gorgeous golden top jar.
Well, that could only be Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream.
True. This all-purpose deep cream is Ann Delafield's own secret formula designed to get right in and penetrate the pores, loosen impurities, deep cleanse, deep lubricate, soften and smooth. Truly, here's the one cream that does everything. And I predict that any woman who tries this cream once will need no other cream of any kind except Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream.
Well, ladies, I predict you'll find this cream right now at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And remember, only Rexall druggists sell Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream.
Well, there you were then. I got your tie all tied there for you. Look at yourself in the mirror there, Sheik. Go ahead, look at that.
Yeah. I found the $1 million baby down at the old seashore. I really look all right, huh, Kingsley?
Oh, yeah, Andy, you sharp as a tack. And that frou-frou water you done sprayed on yourself, that really something, too, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's my own mixture.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I done took some Eau de Cologne and blended it with citronella and Endergene. You know, it'd give you that clean, outdoor effect. And on top of that, while I was scooching, there ain't gonna be no flies crawling around on top of my head, neither.
Oh, yeah, you gonna sweep this Bathsheba Washington right off her size 12 feet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you really look trim and military in that new suit, Andy.
Do, huh?
Yeah, that motorcycle belt you're wearing under your shirt really hold you in nice there.
Yeah, and I done reinforced that thing with bicycle tape, too. I don't want no punch popping in the middle of this romance.
Hey, you know, Andy, this all proved that you were still the lover boy of all time. This gal remembering you after all these years?
Well, listen, Kingfish. When a gal goes with me, it's like the cowboy that sat on the hot branding iron. He never forget the experience, but he carried a tender memory for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and the great thing, Andy, is that it's still Miss Bathsheba Washington. That means she's only looking for you for one thing, wedlock.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget now, when it comes to money, we is in this here thing together, Andy. We just like the two hound dogs that found a soup bone. We're going to share and share alike with the thing, you see.
Yeah, well, there's just one thing, Kingfish. You think it was a good idea, us sending our lawyer Calhoun up there to see her?
Oh, yeah, Andy, as your lawyer, he can put the whole thing on a legal basis. Then after the marriage, we won't have no trouble slapping a hippus capus on the money, you see?
Yeah, well, at 4 o'clock, Calhoun should have arrived at Bathsheba's by now. Yeah. Well, I guess it was a smart thing to send a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. He can make all the financial arrangements ahead of time. And then on the honeymoon, you'll be saved the embarrassment of asking your bride to pay the hotel bill, you see.
Come in. Yes? What is it, Reginald?
There's a person outside to see you. He says his name is Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Calhoun? Calhoun? Oh, I don't know nobody by that name. What does he look like?
Well, madam, he's rather hard to describe. He looks a little like the man who came when the cat died. He says he's here about Andrew H. Brown.
Andrew H. Brown?
Yes, madam, the man you're going to interview for the position of chauffeur gardener.
Oh, yes, of course, Reginald. Have this Calhoun person come in.
You may step in, Mr. Calhoun. Madam will see you in the solarium.
Thanks, bub.
Yeah.
Madam, I'm here on behalf of my client, Andrew H. Brown. And I want to say on behalf of Mr. Brown that
I'm over here. You're talking to the grand piano.
Oh, yeah. Let me get my bifocals on here. You know, I thought you had all the wide grin. There we is. Now, that's better. Now, madam, let me say to you that,
What's the matter with you?
I'm going to go back and talk to the piano.
Now, see here, what is it you want?
Well, madam, to get right down to the point, I done come here to talk about Andrew H. Brown.
Well?
Andrew H. Brown, a sterling citizen, an upright gentleman, an outstanding pillar of society, possessing the attributes of a bon vivant, and a man who is the utopian of satirical elegance. In short, this here cat is real gone.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Brown and I can work out a suitable arrangement.
Yeah. I'll get to you, old rascal, you.
Down here at 5 o'clock sharp this afternoon.
Yes.
And have him report to Reginald, and he'll tell him his duties.
Report to Reginald?
Yes.
Explain his duties?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, madam, with Andrew H. Brown, you getting a boy that don't need no lesson.
Now, see here, what is this all about anyway? A man sending a lawyer just to see about a job as a chauffeur gardener.
A chauffeur gardener? But Andy Brown is your old flame from Sandy Point.
What is you talking about, you little shrimp? I ain't never heard of no Andy Brown in my life.
Well, now, wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. Didn't you used to live in Sandy Point?
Yeah, we went there every summer. My papa had a big house on the point.
Well, now, don't you remember Andy Brown? He hit his head on a bellboy, and you pulled him out of the water.
Listen, man, that summer I was looking for a husband.
Yeah.
I was the champion swimmer and used to get on that beach and stay from dawn till nightfall.
Yeah.
Now, that summer I pulled everything out of the water from a 9-month-old baby to a 12-foot barracuda. Now, I don't remember no Andrew H. Brown. I was looking for some extra help, and I got his name from the help wanted column. Yeah. Now, you get out of here before I have my butt or throw you out.
All right, madam. I'm going, but... But there's just one more question I want to ask you before I leave.
What is it?
Madam, is you married now?
No, I ain't never been married.
I thought so. With that face of yours, you should have settled for the barracuda. Good day.
Yes, Andy, I tell you, Calhoun will have everything smoothed out for you.
Oh, yeah. I bet she's on her hands and knees right now begging him to get me to marry her.
Oh, yeah, Andy, I got to hand it to you. You was really a lover boy, I tell you, Andy. You was about the greatest with the women. Hello?
Kingfish, this is Calhoun.
Oh, how'd you make out?
Kingfish, I got bad news for you. I don't want Andy no husband. She don't even remember him. She got his name from the newspaper and wants him as a chauffeur gardener.
Yeah.
Sorry, tough luck. Call you later.
Okay.
Hey, Kingfish, what's the matter? You got the same expression on your face as you did the doctor told you that your mother-in-law would live.
Lover boy, there's been a little hitch.
You mean everything ain't all right with me and Bathsheba?
Well, Andy, I assure that you was familiar with the words of Robert Burns about the best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah?
Well, you and the rats is in trouble. Andy, the gal don't even remember you. She wants you as a chauffeur gardener.
What? She forgot me? She wants me as a gardener. Me, the Don John of Lenox Avenue, Fred and Zigaro.
Well, that's how it is, boy. Yes, you ain't the man you think you was. They never forget me.
Listen, Kingfish, she done loved me once. Now, I ain't taking this laying down. I'm going to find some way to prove that Andy Brown is still the great lover.
Andy, is you really going through with this and try to prove to the Kingfish that you ain't lost your touch as a lover boy?
Yes, sir, Amos. I told him I'm going to take the job as Bathsheba's chauffeur gardener, and I bet him $100 that within the week, me and her would be back on our smooching basis.
Oh, Andy, that is a crazy thing to do. Now, before you do it, I want you to stop and think. There you is, a grown man, and you trying to prove to the Kingfish that you were still the great lover you was 25 years ago?
I is.
Well, the woman don't even remember you.
She don't.
Oh, and with all that money she got and everything else, she won't have nothing to do with you.
Well, I know, but all I can do then is just take the job and wait for my charm to set in.
Well, I wish you luck, Andy, but you were working for her as a chauffeur gardener. I don't think you got a chance in the world.
Well, maybe you're right, Amos. Yeah, I'm afraid the most romantic thing I'll be doing is watering lilies.
Andrew, you've been with me a week now, ain't you?
That's right. I done started 1 week ago. You want to drive home by the highway or by the boulevard?
The boulevard, Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, Reginald, drive home by the boulevard. And keep your mind on your driving because me and Bathsheba are going to be busy back here.
Very good, sir.
This is Harlow Wilcox. On behalf of myself and the Rexall family druggist and all 10,000 Rexall druggists everywhere, to you, Freeman Gosden, and to you, Charles Correll, a very happy summer vacation. And now, here are your friends, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy.
And now, thanks to you, Harlow, and to our wonderful sponsors, the 10,000 Rexall family druggists everywhere.
And friends, we want to thank you, our radio audience, for inviting us into your homes every week and for making this such a happy and satisfying year.
Yes, and with all of our hearts, we want to wish all of our listeners a very wonderful and happy summer. Good night.
Good night, folks.
Don't just say aspirin. Say Rexall aspirin.
You get the bottle of 100 for only 54 cents.
Ask for Rexall aspirin at Rexall drug stores everywhere. The stores with the orange and blue sign. Your Rexall druggist has presented the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell.
Stay tuned for the Bing Crosby Show over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.